Hey everyone, it's Brooklyn Weston here and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. You know, life throws us curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs are big, scary things that make you want to throw your hands up in the air and scream into a pillow. But other times, they're just little stumbles, those moments where we trip over our own feet or miss the mark on something we were aiming for. Ever felt like you were failing at adulting? Like, you're supposed to have it all figured out by now, but sometimes it feels like you're constantly learning as you go. Well, today we're diving into something that can make those stumbles a little less painful. Practicing self-compassion in the face of failure. Because let's be real, failing is part of the human experience. It's not about avoiding it, it's about how we handle it when it happens. So buckle up, friends, because we are about to unpack some seriously helpful strategies to help you navigate those moments with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really sink your teeth into. First up, recognize that failure is inevitable. Seriously, nobody gets through life without making mistakes, hitting roadblocks, or experiencing setbacks. It's not a sign of weakness, it's simply part of the learning process. Think about it like this. Every time you fail at something, you're actually gaining valuable experience and insights that can help you succeed next time. Second, practice self-kindness. You know those inner voices that start running wild when things go wrong? The ones that whisper things like you're a loser, or you'll never get it right? Well, let's silence those nasty little critics, shall we? Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Remember, everyone messes up sometimes. You're human. There to reframe your perspective. When you fail, it can feel like the end of the world. But what if we shifted our perspective and saw it as an opportunity for growth? What lessons can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to become stronger and more resilient? Think of failure as a stepping stone on your path to success. Fourth, focus on what you can control. It's easy to get bogged down in things that are beyond our control, but remember, we can always choose how we react to situations. Instead of dwelling on the negative, focus your energy on what you can do to move forward. What steps can you take to improve your situation? And finally, celebrate small wins. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture and forget to acknowledge our accomplishments along the way. But even the smallest victories deserve recognition. Every time you overcome a challenge, learn something new, or simply make progress towards your goals, take a moment to celebrate your success. Okay, let me paint you a picture of a real-world scenario. Imagine you're going for a promotion at work. You've been putting in the extra hours, nailing those presentations, and feeling really confident. But then, bam, the decision goes to someone else. That sting of disappointment can be brutal, right? Your mind might start racing with thoughts like, I wasn't good enough, or what did I do wrong? Now, instead of letting that negative self-talk take over, try practicing some self-compassion. Remember, this isn't a reflection of your worth as a person. You may have not gotten this particular promotion, but there are countless other opportunities out there. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that you gave it your best shot. This experience could be an opportunity to learn something new, refine your skills, or even explore different paths within your career. T. Turning lemons into lemonade, folks. So, remember these key takeaways. Failure is inevitable. Practice self-kindness. Reframe your perspective. Focus on what you can control, and celebrate those small wins. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion when facing setbacks? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit us up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep showing yourself some love along the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.